Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at-Hotep. Welcome to another special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as indicated earlier this week, we let you know, well, we gave you information regarding the fact that this week we're going to be holding online and telephone sessions for what we call a Black Women's Power Forum online. Okay, so tonight we're going to give you more information about that, and connected to that is what we're also calling the pre-convention forums or symposiums or whatever you care to call them. The pre-convention concept is that we are planning to do a Black Women's Convention for next year. And that is all connected to the Million Woman Party. Now, if you have heard of folks such as Brother Alton Maddox and others, of course, prior to Brother Alton Maddox, including, of course, Mother Ella Baker and others, did you know that there were other parties that operated years ago and certainly need to operate today? Well, the Million Woman Party comes with that spirit and in that kind of legacy, in that, again, it is not our position to try to be like the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or anything like that. Parties, when it comes to political activities or social justice, don't have to fall into those types of realms where the corporations are really the backers and also the manipulators in those kinds of settings. We know that there have been other types of parties that have evolved over the past few years, including the Green Party. That, too, as far as I'm concerned, left much to be desired because of various reasons. But what we have not had is a party or parties that represent the best interests of people of African descent. So with that said, the Million Woman Party is designed to do exactly that. However, it is specifically headed up by women, our women and girls. Now, connected to it, of course, is what we call the People's Progressive Party, which is for all of our people. But the Million Woman Party specifically focuses on the history of women in the political arenas, also focuses on the advocacy, the activism, and the training of African women, of Black women here in North America. And again, for the purpose of really examining the present political process, seeing how we can better maneuver through it, not to necessarily become so attached to it, but as in anything, you need to know your venue and how to operate within it to the best interest of those that we represent. And so that's what we're talking about doing. Now, over the years, of course, we have done many, many things in the so-called electoral political arena. And in most cases, it has failed. It has failed because there were certain mechanisms that were not in place to keep people honest. And when I say keep them honest, I mean keep them committed to the people, okay? They got in there and for the most part took care of themselves, their families, the, you know, other little groups of themselves and so forth and so on. Well, that's not what we want to do. We want to be able to be very specific about what we're doing and how we're doing it, but at the same time make certain that the best interests specifically of the development of our communities are a major focus, okay? And we're going to give you more insight to that as we proceed during the course of this week and, of course, leading up to the 25th anniversary, 16th anniversary observance of the Million Woman March. So with that said, we're talking about the Million Woman Party, and we're putting a call out to all women, all sisters, who want to be involved in the political arena in one way or another. There are many levels, many areas. You've probably heard the name or heard something called PAC, PACs, Political Action Committees is what they have been known. Well, we have learned now that we have to deal with some of the things that exist, but also to redefine and to define some other things for ourselves, as well as create other components, and that too is what we're talking about doing. Now, in most urban cities in particular, they have other components such as ward leaders, committee persons, things of that nature. Well, we're going to propose something similar to that, but something that is going to be a bit more relegated and structured specifically for our communities. In other words, the models that have been given to us that everybody else use is not the model that we want to advocate and utilize in this day and age. We did before because that's all we kind of knew. Well, that's not the case now, and therefore we will do some other things. With that said, as a part of the Men Women Party, we will be advocating for our own block generals, lieutenants and sergeants, for lack of a better terminology. Most people have block captains or something similar to that. Well, our structure will have some similar kinds of concepts, but specifically we will change what we call ourselves because we do want to differentiate one thing from the other. Here in Philadelphia, we have block captains. We also have town watches. Well, we want to change our town watches for our community and deal more with community patrols or security patrols and things of that nature. Again, we're going to change the name of things so that people will know specifically what entity we are representing. We don't want to be called the same thing that everyone else is being called throughout the city. This model is a part of the Men and Women Movement's black print. You know, years ago we had something in Philadelphia called the blueprint. I'm sure many of you have heard that same concept in many other cities or in other projects. There's a blueprint in the area of architecture, and certainly, of course, in building things and drafting and so forth and so on. Well, they tend to use a blueprint as a fundamental tool to, proceed in building things, usually buildings, structures, and things of that nature. Well, we are building our communities or rebuilding our communities and rebuilding our societies, and therefore, we need a black print. I'm sure all of you get the gist of what I'm saying and why. Again, utilizing a concept, a similar concept that everyone is familiar with, but at the same time also utilizing something that allows us to represent and be more self-determined. So, with that said, the Men and Women Party will officially go into effect come October as a part of our 16-year anniversary commemoration, and it is a trademark, copywritten program plan that we will be presenting. It took 16 years, more or less, to put these pieces together and to develop something that we know is, in fact, going to bring about the golden objectives that we set out for power, prosperity, and peace. Now, during the course of this week, we will be presenting some of these concepts, and we will welcome your dialogue about what we're talking about and what we're going to present. So tomorrow, we will issue for each day of this week what the specific topics are, and, of course, the time and the telephone number for the teleconference calls. You'll be getting all of that tomorrow. For those who want to receive it by email, you can, of course, send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. It will be going out through some of the social networks and also through some of the listservs that we are all familiar with starting tomorrow. I can tell you that last night we talked about yesterday being the 50th year observance of what was known as the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing, of course, in Birmingham, Alabama. four young sisters were, of course, murdered, and 22 other persons were injured. Well, yesterday we said that we want to honor these young sisters as well as those who also lost their lives as a result of the racism, the barbaric kind of mentality that has existed in this country and still exists. We want to remember those who unfortunately were caught up in what has been applied to us over and over again, or so not caught up, caught in the middle of. And so, again, we look at these things and we have to now respond in waves of action. And so the New Women Party is about that, because yesterday the bombing was a part of white people, what I now call off-white people. It was a way for them to show not only their continued hatred for us, but also that they were not accepting at that point, which was a struggle for so-called civil rights, particularly for, you know, to go to school or to vote and things of that nature. Those were some of the specific areas that were being focused on then. And off-white people were, you know, not wanting to see any of that. And so the planting of dynamite at a church, I mean, how cowardly is that, you know, to plant something at a church or at a school? You know, that in itself tells you the type of mentality that exists amongst them. But at any rate, our response to that and in honoring these four young sisters was and is, of course, in creating the Million Women Party and other components that addresses human rights, because in the 21st century, the dialogue cannot be just about civil rights. It has to be about human rights, as with Queen Mother Moore, El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, Paul Robeson, and others. And so this is why we move forward in making certain that as we talk about voting and civil rights and education, all those things, that we put in the context of human rights, and that we apply tactics now that will have us organized and ready to take direct action. So the Million Women March Direct Action Plan is designed to do exactly that, is to formulate actions that we will implement in order to be certain to bring about the type of, I won't even say change, I'm going to say the type of results that we know we must. Again, going back to Saturday, we indicated last night that we want to show here in Philadelphia the documentary called Four Little Girls. It was done by Spike Lee, and we want to have a dialogue about what happened, but also about what are we going to do now today in regard to the type of mentality that still exists today that brought about those murders. But also we want to look at, you know, how can we honor these daughters more so today, and that, again, is what we're going to do. So this Saturday at 2 o'clock, we will be at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, and we will show the presentation, the documentary for little girls, and then after that we will have a dialogue about how to proceed in keeping not only the memory, but making certain that we honor those four young sisters as well as those of our people who, of course, lost their lives as a result of this system and its actions to make certain that we knew and understood that they felt a certain way about us. So again, this Saturday at the Shanghai City Cultural Center, which is located at 3117 Master Street, we will be there starting at 2 o'clock. We would appreciate a donation of $5. No one will be turned away, but a donation of $5 would be appreciated, because we do want to make sure that the center remains open. We will also have some natural foods available for you. and possibly some other things. So we will keep you posted on that during the course of this week. Let's see. The next thing we want to bring to your attention was later on in the week, I think for tomorrow's topic, as a matter of fact, and you will again be getting a posting about what's coming up. But sisters who have been formerly incarcerated, we are going to have a specific dialogue with and about them, because that's kind of like a double-edged sword being here in America. Once you have gone through the so-called penal system, why they call it correctional systems or facilities is a very interesting concept, and we're going to be talking more about that. But what we want to also do is organize these sisters who have gone through that system, and in doing so, to help other sisters who are presently inside of those facilities, but also to make certain that we can begin to reduce the projected number of sisters who will be going into these so-called facilities. So what we're going to do this week is open up our lines again for sisters who are formerly incarcerated, what we call returning citizens, and we're going to have dialogue about some of the experiences that they had while being incarcerated, some of the reasons why they were incarcerated, and also some of the things that they want to do now. Because with the Men Women Movement, one of our objectives is to assist our sisters in whatever way possible, and in doing so, to raise the level, to raise the bar, to raise, and we said to raise the level of consciousness, to raise the level of activism, to raise the level of self-esteem. These types of things are what we're talking about and what we're preparing to do. So again, later this week, we are expecting sisters who, again, have gone through the penal system to join us as we discuss very candidly about some of the things that they had to endure while being locked in those cages and how we can change some of that, both, again, from a prevention standpoint as well as assisting those who are presently experiencing these types of things. And then also we're going to look at how it has affected our families and how it has affected our community. We want to look at this thing holistically, and in doing so, we will know how to better address it. And that is the purpose, to understand the cause, effect, but also the solutions, the potential and the actual solutions. So, family, that's pretty much where we're at with how we're going to proceed later this week with what we call the Black Women's Power Forum. And we hope that you will tell others about it. Tomorrow night we will begin a session that will be at least 1 hour long. And I think tomorrow night we're starting at 9:30. I'm not sure of that time yet because I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but the schedule will be posted tomorrow, and you will be able to go to the website tomorrow, our website here for New Day, and you will see it posted there as well. Again, I'm not sure if it starts at 9:30 or at 10, but I know it's thereabouts, and again, it will go on for at least 1 hour. We will have tomorrow dialogue that will begin to bring forward the Million Women Party. Some of the other dialogue that we will be looking at later on this week is development of our businesses as women throughout North America, particularly the U.S. We want to look at how to develop more of our businesses to the degree where it's not just helping to refuel the system. We're going to also talk about the model that we have and the projects that we will be putting forward to help provide training for women who want to be in business for themselves. This is some of the dialogue that we're going to have this week, but again, also connecting those dots, meaning those sisters who are already in business, how can we increase your sales? And certainly as women, we can do that. Just in supporting each other, we can increase our sales. So in creating a component that is of women, we already know we have the capability of advancing. But then when we extend that even further into our community, then we know we're also not advancing as women, but as a people. But it has to start somewhere. So we're going to challenge now those who say they are about progress, those who say they are about Black African development. Well, we're going to see how that transforms into what some call economics, what I call finance and wealth building and development. These are some of the things that we'll be talking about this week, in addition to, of course, health. We'll be having a few people calling in who will start talking to us about how to deal with better prevention and maintenance, optimum health. It is so important. We can have all the visions, all the dreams, all the goals that we want, but if we don't have health or our health in such a way that it will allow us to accomplish those things, then we're just creating, you know, a situation. So we're going to bring people in this week and talk about holistic health, meaning health, better health, optimal health, and wellness for the mind, body, and spirit. So those are some of the dialogues that we're going to be having during the course of this week. We are primarily focusing on our sisters, but we certainly welcome our brothers to listen in and participate. But this week is for the Black Women's Power Summit, or shall we say forum, and we're going to deal with pre-political convention topics. So, sisters, if you are interested in running for something in your city, in your county, in your state, we want to hear more about that. If you are interested in some other realm of the political arena, we want to hear about that too. Because ultimately what we're talking about is not only being supportive in these matters, but being supportive both financially as well as, you know, in terms of a sisterhood. So we have a lot we're going to cover this week, and again, tomorrow we will kind of give you a listing of some of the areas. Again, we will be talking about education, and we're going to talk about self-defense in many regards. For example, we got word today that Dr. Toni Morrison is under attack. There are two states now, Ohio and Alabama, I believe, who wish to ban her book. Now, I mean, that's just unbelievable. Well, not really, but nevertheless, for two states to say they want this taken off of their to-read list because of some of the wording? Please. Now, not only is Dr. Toni Morrison an excellent writer, but, I mean, she is internationally renowned as a writer, as a person of literature. She won a Nobel Prize. Now, for some, that means nothing, but in that world, it does. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we show our appreciation for her work. And as such, we're going to talk more about that this week as well, because anytime a state want to be talking about banning a Black woman's literature information or what have you, and it is something that is not only accepted amongst us as a people, but in the literary world in general as well. Oh, no, 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 no. See, that's not going down like that. So while we know that Dr. Toni Morrison is quite capable of addressing this issue herself, and she has, and we will report on that as well, the fact still remains is that Black women need to stand up in support of Black women, period. We need to show people that type of solidarity. Okay, other people do. So why not us? This is why we're able to be taken advantage of so easily, and that's because we don't let these people know that if you mess with one of us, you got something on your hands. And so we need to make that clearer to them. As one of the books that I have enjoyed so well over the years, make it plain. Let's make it plain to them that They cannot do whatever they want to do to us, and we just sit back and go ho-hum. Not that kind of party. So we're going to talk more about that this week as well. And, again, we're going to invite all of you to tune in during the course of this week as we really tackle some very kind of complicated issues, but issues that need to be dealt with. Lastly, but not so lastly, we are certainly going to address the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. We do have a plan, and when I say plan, is more than a plan. It's really a national campaign, and it is a national campaign to eliminate, first to lessen, and then ultimately to eliminate violence and abuse slash violations of our women and girls. On Friday, there's going to be a session in Washington, D.C. Of course, if you tuned in on Saturday, you did hear Dr. Randy Short talk about the session that's coming up in Washington on Friday, September 20th. I think at 2 o'clock, I'll be announcing that later on this week as well. And that particular session will focus specifically on Depo Provera. There's a lot of information about Depo that's now out there, and we certainly need to make certain that this information becomes even more accessible. And so the Me Women Movement has joined in with the Rebecca Project to make certain that our community, our women and girls, know about this deadly contraceptive that not only prevents you from getting pregnant, but that can literally damage your system to a degree where you can become either infertile and other bunch of stuff. People need to be aware. We're not trying to tell anyone what they should do or should not do or how to live or whatever. That's not it, but you definitely need to get information to make better choices. And that's what MWM is about. So with that said, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. And again, we will prepare for the rest of the week, where we will hold sessions that will happen for at least an hour. And some of them will be, again, via through our New Day blog talk. And then some of the sessions are going to also be through our teleconferencing systems. We'll be able to give you that information later on this week, starting tomorrow. There should be a listing of what's going to be going on. And again, on Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock, we will be at the Shanghai City Cultural Center. If you're in the Philadelphia area, certainly stop by. We're going to be there every Saturday now and doing several different things. Some of them will be film presentations, but certainly there will be other types of presentations, including training sessions specifically for our women and girls. We have something that's now called African Women Development, the new African Women Development Training Sessions. And again, if you want more information about that, you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. If you are a sister and are in need of some assistance as it pertains to being violated, be it physical, be it mental, be it spiritual, we ask you to send your email to bwdl7@aol.com. Again, bwdl7@aol.com. That's for the Black Women's Defense League. Lastly, you can also send emails to the MWM Sisterhood, and that's MWMSISTAHOOD@AOL.com. Again, MWMSISTAHOOD@AOL.com. Please mark your calendar Friday, October 25th. This year, 2013, we will be at the Justice Department. We'll be at the Justice Department from 12 noon until around 6 p.m. There will be a lot of speakers there. But also, it will kick off what we call a major campaign where we charge genocide. This is the first step in officially taking our issue, our concerns, our demands into international courts and also into the UN. Again, these are formalities that are necessary when we deal with other countries. Other countries have protocols. Therefore, if we're talking about building allyship, if we're talking about interacting with other countries, then there are processes that have to be dealt with, and now we're doing it. The Men and Women Movement, to my knowledge, is the first entity, especially of women of African descent, to make this kind of move, meaning to officially go into the UN and go into other international circles with the information that, one, eugenics have in fact been practiced in the U.S. with some so-called government officials being aware of it after 1948. And why that's so significant and so important is because the UN Human Rights Declaration was signed. And this is a standard that all countries agreed upon. And so there are certain things that outlines what genocide is. And we do have on record, and you will hear, if you are at the rally on October 25th, you will hear, but you will hear it at other times as well. You will hear Elaine Riddick, who is featured in the documentary Ma for 21. And as such, she is a living survivor of being sterilized without her permission, without her knowledge, without her guardian's permission or knowledge at the age of 14 years old. And so this is just one specific case, but there are several that are on record. And these cases must be put in court. And again, while the process is here in the U.S., we have to look at this as it also is a form of genocide. So again, it's a process that will take, certain steps, but we must do this. We owe it to those who are no longer here. We owe it to those who are here, and certainly we owe it to those in for the future, so they can see that we did not just sit back and know things and do nothing. So with that said again, October 25th will mark the actual day of 2.5 million plus women gathering in Philadelphia. And for people who thought that was just a day, they don't have a clue, but they will now, because that was all a master plan. And now we are ready to bring the plan forward. So with that said, family, I want to thank all of you again for tuning into this special edition to New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And during the course of the week, we're going to be giving you a lot of other updates and information about the Rally for Justice. Again, that will take place on October 25th at the Justice Department. And oh, by the way, there's something in the news recently about Eric Holder. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Probably get Dr. Randy Short in to talk about that one, because he loves talking about Eric Holder. But at any rate, it does appear that, as it has been once said, chickens are coming home to roost. Fortunately for me, I don't have to answer to anyone other than the Creator. So I could say pretty much what I want to say. Of course, freedom does not really allow you to say everything you want to say. There are oftentimes consequences to that. But at the same time, because we strive to embrace and utilize Ma'at, well, that allows us to kind of counter some of the effects of other things. So, again, it seems the chickens are coming home to roost. And with that said, Mr. George Tillman, for your documentary that you thought you were going to be so slick in making and doing so in such a way to represent the best interests of those who really were about trying to whitewash the Million Women March and to utilize women who truly, truly came and participated because they really felt the real spirit of it, but to use them really to push an agenda that really was the status quo kind of stuff, believe me, the chickens will be coming home to roost. Well, family, that's going to be all for tonight. And again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Again, we'll be back tomorrow night and the rest of this week as we prepare for October 25th. And with that, we have some very important other announcements that are coming because we are taking the Million Women March internationally. That has always been the idea, and that is now what we are preparing to do. And very soon we'll be able to tell you which countries we plan to go into to hold special sessions and other types of activities. Because, again, it is about building a global movement for all women and girls of African descent. But remember, within that, for the upliftment and the development of our people worldwide. This is why you can never, no one will ever be able to say about the Million Women Movement and put it in the context of feminism. Because while our focal point is, of course, uplifting and inspiring our women, simultaneously, we are committed to making certain that our people also are raised up and are able to obtain real justice and real freedom. That's very different from the feminist agenda. And yes, I said it, and for those who don't like it, too bad. Because there's nothing you can do about it, believe me. At any rate, family, again, I thank all of you for tuning in, and we will be back tomorrow, and again the rest of the week. And we'll be covering many, many topics, and you'll be hearing from several people, some you're familiar with and some you aren't, but I think you're going to enjoy what you hear and what we will be presenting. We encourage you to support the Million Women Movement. We hope that you will make your donation of $16 as a part of our 16th year, our sweet 16, which will help in, doing some of the work that we do. We do not get grants. We do not get corporate sponsoring, none of that. So whatever donations we get from our people, we really appreciate that. But always know we won't get this done anyway by any and all means necessary. Until next time, family, again, we thank all of you. And remember, this week we will be telling you more about membership and other things that you can get involved in. Those of you who are in business, we have a component specifically for you, not just for the women, but for all of our people that want to advance in their business areas. We have something called In the Black. We'll tell you more about that this week as well. At any rate, until next time, we're going to close out for tonight. In case I might have forgotten or overlooked the fact that I tend to say, we are thankful to our Creator for being able to come to you live and in living color, and we are also very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. And with that said, we're going to leave you with that thought as well and also remind you that we strive in the spirit of Ma'at and in Hotep. And with that, that means justice and peace. And certainly these are our aspirations. These are the things that we really look forward to really being able to enjoy and engage in. But remember, there can be no real peace. Although, again, this is what we strive for. But we must also obtain justice. And the millions of our people who have been murdered, mutilated, castrated, raped, tortured, they must have justice. We must have justice. And for those who are talking about turning the other cheek, well, needless to say, that would not be our faces for some of us. We will not buy into dishonoring our ancestors by just thinking we are going to love our enemies. That's not the thing for today. And as we all know, everything has a season. This is no longer that season. All right, family, moving right along. Again, we hope that you will join us tomorrow. And during the course of the week, please pass the information on, let others know. We are moving forward. This is the Million Woman March and its Universal Movements, the original and official. There are a few other things floating out there, but I can guarantee you it's bogus. And well, that's it. Oh, before we leave, October 28th. On the 28th? Yeah. 27th? October 27th. Here in Philadelphia, the Great Debate. We're asking for George Tillman. We're asking for someone named Paula Peebles. We're asking for someone named Asia Cooney. We're asking for someone named Zola Amanetta. We're asking for someone named Rita Gay. We're asking for someone, anyone, whoever else, who have made claims or may have made claims about some things regarding the May 1 March. We are requesting that they join in for a debate because the reports that we've gotten have been that of many lies. And it's now time to put all misinformation to rest. It's time for the history and the facts to be written, which I'm going to do in producing the 100 Amazing Facts about the May Woman March. But also, because of Mr. George Tillman, I've decided it's really time to write a book. And I've had people to ask me about doing that for several years now, and I was really never interested in doing that, at least not then. I'm really not interested in doing it now, so I'm not going to have people running around misrepresenting something that is very sacred, not just to me, but to many, 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 many women and our people and our ancestors. Okay? So, again, October 27th, we'll be holding a great debate. I'm going to tell you more about that later on this week as well. But at any rate, we're going to leave out now, and we do so leaving you in the spirit of Maat and Hotep as we strive now for power, prosperity, and peace, what I call 3rd power. And for those who understand mathematical terms, and you know what we're talking about. Till next time, family, we'll talk again. We'll be back tomorrow. So say peace to you all. Much love, much respect. And Tutanana, Umoja, Tutashinda, together we shall win. Peace out.